May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for January 30th, 2021. Today I'll be unpacking January. What a month this has been. A bunch of amazing world-changing events of this last month. Some of them are just breaking indications of what's about to happen. I'm going to go into that today. I'm going to be talking about some of the major events this last month. I mean, this has been, January has been extraordinary kickoff for the year. I'll be talking a little bit about the astrology, psychology, you know, give my cosmic weather report here at the beginning. And then I'm going to go into some amazing stuff. The last two posts I had, I gave kind of a debriefing of critical aspects of what's going on now into the future. That's kind of a summary of what's been going on this last month. So fasten your seat belts. There are going to be some really amazing stuff. Some of it you haven't heard. Some of it you may have. But I'm archiving this with a lot of videos and articles that I consider the best sources I've found over the last 12 years as the host of Cosmic Love. I've been discovering different news sources, alternative news sources that I can trust, that I find consistently be true in the face of so much misinformation and disinformation from the lamestream media. There are certain sources that are consistently true, some more than others. I go for the ones that are more consistent than any others I've found. And I'll be going through some of those today with some of it information that you may consider speculation. And, of course, it will not be confirmed by the lamestream media if it is true. And if it is true, you'll hear it debunked by the lamestream media. So I'm going to give a little bit on the Cosmic Weather Report. If those who saw my last show, I had a brilliant astrologer on, you know, 2 weeks ago, Raphael Finch. And we discussed the big picture astrology of a lot of the different accelerated global changes that are going on now here at the cusp of Aquarius, what I refer to as Aquarian Spring, this next 10-year period, what we can expect, what we're seeing now, and the biggest parallel being with that of the American Revolution about, 260 years ago, back at the time when Pluto was at about the same degrees of a Capricorn that it's at now. It's a long cycle, and just as it was triggering major changes, power shift during the Revolutionary War, we're seeing the same parallels today on a global scale. You know, like the New American Revolution, the I Am Race worldwide. It's a global issue now. So 2 days ago, we had a powerful full moon in Leo with a dynamic T-square of geometry between the moon opposite the sun, Jupiter, and Saturn in Aquarius, and all these heavyweights being square, 90-degree relationship with Mars conjunct Uranus. Now, to translate that, that's like an aces high full house in poker. It's a kind of a rough analogy. It translates energetically to a lot of intense creative tension that comes with T-squares in general, but with a very high level of fiery Aquarian energy in this T-square. I mean, have you been feeling it the last couple days? I mean, there's been a lot of slings and arrows going around, you know, and the media and the internet and what's going on with the president. I'm going to be going into that in a moment. You know, who is the real president? Where is Trump? What's going on with these two governments in the U.S. right now? But anyway, like I say, it's been a lot of slings and arrows going around. It's been a good time to duck and cover, read a book, avoid the lamestream media, I mean, even social media has been rife with contention between highly polarized positions. So this T-square that's been going on in the heavens, this creative tension, the full moon, you know, has been conjunct Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius, and that's still going on right now. Plus, we had that intense Aquarian fire from, you know, this conjunction of the Sun, Jupiter, Saturn, and Aquarius. That's intense Aquarian fire that's been it's been squaring Mars and Uranus, and that's still going on now. So today we have the moon, rather than being in Virgo, Leo, it's gone into Virgo, and it's trine. It's a harmonious aspect with this Mars-Uranus conjunction in Taurus. So some of the creative tension has been relieved with more of a harmonious trine energy for creative flow rather than creative tension. So that's my little cosmic weather report before I get into what's really going on behind the scenes, the psychology as a function of the global astrology. You can see what's going on in America right now, this big drama as it reflects in the collective consciousness of global humanity, because the whole world is watching what's going on in America right now. We've got, I mean, we've heard the expression, so goes America, you know, so goes the world. And I've talked quite often in the show and in my blog about how we got an amazing reality show going on right now. I mean, this is Trump's biggest reality show, it's, you know, of all time. And a lot of people, you know, just cringe at the, you know, this, you know, the far left just cringes at, you know, Trump being, you know, good at anything, including, you know, orchestrating this reality show in which his MO, his method of operation quite often in the show is to bring his enemies as close to him as possible to gaslight them and expose who they are, what they're doing. He's done this with Fauci, with Big Pharma, with the whole vaccine issue. He's highlighted and spotlighted it. I don't agree, obviously, with everything he's doing. I think the whole vaccine thing is nefarious as hell. But the American people got to wake up to that fact before they can overturn it. Trump can't define and determine something when the American people have this relationship with their doctors where they think they're gods, you know, wanting to inject themselves with poison. And I'm not going to get off on that right now. But my thing on vaccines goes back, you know, decades. Having had four holistic health centers and raising my kids with homeopathy and getting a medical doctor that was a homeopath to give them homeopathic vaccinations so they could go to school and not inject their body with mercury and other toxic poisons. So, you know, anyway, that's where I'm coming from on that. So when you hear me being kind of nasty about vaccines, if I do in the show today, realize that that's just my perspective. You know, I mean, I wouldn't do it with my own children. I don't recommend it for anyone. But anyway, there's two governments going on in the United States right now. This is what happens. I mean, you know, Trump has left town, you know, leaving, saying that the election was stolen, and Biden comes in saying the election was fair. So who occupies the cattle? Is it military white hats behind the scenes because we're under military rule, or is it the deep state insurgency, you know, the Biden leftist Marxist camp, you know, are they occupying the way? I mean, who's really authentically, you know, is running the show? I mean, you know, so right now, I'm saying there are actually two governments in the United States. One of them is authentic, and I'm going to go into that. The legitimate interim military U.S. government is empowered by the Constitution and the Department of Defense under Military Code 11.3 and the illegal, fraudulent, foreign-paid-for, foreign-controlled on the foreign ground of the District of Columbia Biden administration. So you've got these two governments. One's legitimate, one's fraudulent. And this is the drama playing out in the American people again. This reality show has got this in our face. This is what's going on. And the American public have to discern, decide, get a good grip on this understanding. Otherwise, you're going to be in limbo, and they're going to be just, the cognitive dissonance is going to be too much. People are just going to shut down. And right now, we're just kind of like in that dark night of the soul, where very few people are giving the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo what's really going on. So Donald J. Trump is still technically the U.S. president. Let me explain this. You know, a few days before Biden's inauguration, and due to foreign interference in the 2020 presidential election, Trump implemented the Insurgency Act, declared martial law, and deferred his power to the U.S. military. Since the U.S. was officially in a state of war and under mandates of the Constitution, Trump will remain as president until all those who were arrested and who committed treason by conspiring to steal the 2020 election with the foreign governments of the Chinese Communist Party, Cuba, Vatican, Italy, the U.S., the U.K., Venezuela, Iran, and Germany. Until this is resolved, the U.S. is in a state of war, and under the mandates of the Constitution, Trump will remain as president. So that's what's going on. As such, the interim military U.S. government is now running our country. The 10 miles of Washington, D.C., you know, the White House, the Capitol building, is secured with barbed wire fences and 30,000-plus troops. The U.S. military controls all assets, taxpayer dollars, conducting a return to a gold asset-backed dollar to ensure the republic is restored to elements of the original Constitution as written prior to 1871. Now, this understanding of 1871, when the corporate structure, the corporate charter of the United States replaced the constitutional charter, but the constitutional government, with some legal flim-flam that goes back to what went on after the Civil War, and what happened with basically a coup, an insider coup that turned, that was economic and otherwise, leading to the Federal Reserve Act in 1913 and take over the economy by the banksters, you know, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Morgan Stanley, you know, the J.P. Morgan. This went on, you know, of course, after 1871, but it led to World War One, World War Two. Some people say that was a Masonic influence. I'm going to be going into that a little bit with one of my videos, referencing it. And there was basically, I could spend a whole show going into the dynamics of what went on back in 1871 in through the early 1900s, and of course World War One, World War Two, and so much of what's happened in the last 100 years. There's a lot of history there. People don't understand. History books have de-emphasized this because it was basically an economic coup d'etat that took over the government of the United States and was no longer under the original Constitution. And some of you are familiar with that story, others not so much. There was in January 20th, there was a really good X-22 report, how the military is in control now. It explains how the United States Corporation is null and void now. This corporation that took over in 1871, and under the continuity of government, you know, the COG process, the military is now in control of the sting operation. Now, I've been talking about the last several shows and the blogs I've had, you know, on my internet blog that I always have been referencing. This blog, in the show notes, you'll have the different blogs I have published on my website that I'm drawing from now as we speak. You can pull those up perhaps in another window or read them another time. But these are in the show. They will be in the show notes. I have, you know, I'm doing this live now, so it'll be a couple of days before those show notes will be up with this video archive. I mean, with this audio archived. But the different videos and articles that I have on the blog are what I'm referencing now as we speak. So that's the X-22 report that you'll you can actually go to my website. That's called the 2021 Aquarian Spring Prelude Series. 2021 Aquarian Spring Prelude. If you put that in, the search engine should come up at the top, and that's the blog where I have these videos and articles and compendiums archived. So this is the understanding now. And Lynn Wood, the attorney that's been on Trump's team, has been saying flat out in different interviews that, you know, he believes the military is in control also. This is the understanding that Robert David Steele, Charlie Ward, Simon Parks, others have the same understanding. That there's a takedown of the deep state right now. This takedown is basically through the military. And of course, we've been hearing about how there's going to be all these arrests. Understand these arrests are going on. Some people don't believe that because the media isn't reporting it. But if it was going on, the lamestream media would not report it because it's like an indictment against the criminality among that has been behind this Biden, this whole Biden fake government scenario. So anyway, this is really interesting times that's going on. There's big drama. There's a lot of creative tension, like I say, in the heavens. And I'm going to be going through different aspects of this. One thing I wanted to reference was the video I just put out with the full moon here, 2 days ago, called The Great Awakening. And I have a video there that is the backstory on what's really going on that you haven't been, very few alternative media is reporting this. And it's an incredible video. It'll blow your mind if you watch it to the end. And just, you know, be centered and connected when you watch it. I mean, it's not a conspiracy theory when you have the proof. And the proof of what's going on, if you really want the proof, you know, the common sense that's uncommon, you might say, of what's really going on. Watch this video called Nothing Can Stop What's Coming. Nothing. And there, you can see that you go through the transcript with, if you don't want to watch the full video, you can go through the transcript with the infographics. And this is the story that the lamestream media has failed to tell us and what this means for the future of Earth. This is the story of the military. You know, the full disclosure, what's going on with this great awakening, you know, the long prophesied revelations with declassification of all kinds of information that the mainstream media, the lame, you know, the public press, some people call it the prostitute press or the propaganda press, like NPR, National Propaganda Radio, they're not going to tell you any of this stuff. They're going to do just the opposite. They do not want people to know that there's any other government than the Biden government. They don't want to know, give any credibility to Trump. They've had it with Trump, so to speak. These are the globalists who do not want basically sovereign representative government of by and for the people. They want a totalitarian great reset, you know, where the power elite, the power trips of the power elite, you know, push the buttons and pull the strings from behind the scenes. And basically do the 1984 Orwellian newspeak, doublespeak, forked tongue, two-faced, you know, disinformation where people don't know what to think because there's so much cognitive dissonance. Anyway, watch this video if you get a chance. It was the post was called Creative Tension with the Full Moon. This was just a couple days ago. This was published. I've updated it with some videos and articles and a lot of editing since then. So we're talking about full disclosure, you know, declassification, debriefing of the mind-blowing exposure of the deep state's takedown. I mean, talking about an exceptional overview of the backstory behind, you know, events going on right now. And for a lot of people, this would be relief from the grief of not knowing what's going on. So highly recommend that video. I have that confirmed from multiple sources. It's very shocking to a lot of people. The pedophilia, the human trafficking and Satanism, what's been going on, and how Trump had the NSA white hats document the videos and information on this this horrendous Satanism and human trafficking and pedophilia going on with leaders of the power elite worldwide. And he, right after he was elected, this is the story, this video, Nothing Can Stop What's Coming, where he went around the world and the media documented this, but they didn't document what he was doing. This video does, what he really did, but he showed the leaders of these countries the stuff that they had on them, the evil stuff that they were doing with pedophilia, human trafficking, Satanism, videos, DVDs, mountains of information that documented no uncertain terms, it was, you know, the corruption, the evil stuff that was going on in their governments around the world. We're talking about from China to countries all over the world, and it goes through country after country after country, including the European Union and Brussels, and we know that he, you know, it was recorded that he made these trips, but this is the expose of what he was doing. Basically showing this information to the leaders of these countries and saying either they comply with the U.S. agenda or it was going to be exposed to the world how evil and satanic what they were doing, the criminality. Now, this is shocking to people. A lot of people know this. A lot of this stuff's been going on, but the story of how Trump has got the goods on this through the NSA and the documentation of it and how he used this to leverage an alliance of countries worldwide. And the major countries we're talking about, the major countries of the world, from Russia to China to India, the European Union, all over the world where he went, and the Vatican, including the Vatican and England and the city of London, you know, basically exposing and leveraging the truth of this to basically clean it up, you know, and how this is going on, the cleanup and the rescue of children in underground tunnels, underground cities around the world. And the arresting and the criminal prosecution, and it's going on, folks. I mean, this is really going on. That's the good news. So more on this is coming. I've just got information, videos I just got the last couple days that is so mind-blowing. I mean, when I say buckle your seatbelts, what's coming down this next month, this next couple months, it'll blow your mind. I mean, this is the biggest show on earth right now. I mean, this is, when I say a reality show, gee. So if you watch this video, I mean, you'll see what I mean. You know, this is the video called Nothing Can Stop What's Coming. The post that was just sent out, I called Creative Tension Here with the Full Moon, Creative Tension with the Full Moon on January 28th. And we're talking about, you know, revelations. Big, big revelations, long prophesied revelations, full disclosure of what's going on geopolitically, you know, kind of a declassification of this horrendous scourge evil on the earth with pedophilia, human trafficking. I've got several videos that I'm just posting on Creative Tension that I just put out. One is called, that goes into this, one is called The Priest's Warning, you know, from Rome, you know, this was just January 23rd. Relatively recent video, and this is a deep dive into the dark side of the force behind you know the global crisis right now, and I don't know whether this is a Jesuit priest or what kind of priest. He's got a lot of truth in this video, and it's only 10 minutes long. He's walking around the streets of Rome, you know, doing a deep dive into what's going on with the Masonic takeover of the world. But now realize that the Masonic order now is not what it used to be. I mean, 52 of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence were either Masons or Rosicrucians. I mean, Washington was a 33rd degree Mason, and Jefferson and Franklin were both Rosicrucians. And after the Revolution, Rosicrucians went off the radar, but Masons infiltrated core social institutions with a love of secretive power that eventually subverted the ordained power of love. And I've got a story on this in my own personal Rosicrucian story when I had experience of cosmic consciousness, 50 years ago? And hitchhiked out to Rosicroix University, Rosicrucian Order out San Jose. It's a photojournalistic story, pictures on the way. It's called On the Path. I provide a link on that. On the Path of God and Country. What does that mean? And kind of an interesting story. I mean, it's a mind-blowing story. Probably the most amazing example of synchronicity you've heard in your life. So I recommend that story if you haven't seen it. That's what got me started with all this amazing, mystical, magical stuff that I talk about on my show quite often. So going on here now, five reasons to question medical tyranny. You know, there's a lot of, this is a big issue going on right now with the whole medical industrial complex. And, you know, Big Pharma's big push, you know, for what I call pharmacide, you know, population reduction and control. And there's a video that's really, it's short. It's only about, 7 minutes long, called Trust Me. And it's only 5 minutes long. Okay. And this is by What's Her Face. That's actually the name of her YouTube channel. It's called What's Her Face. And she's got a funny way. Some people don't like her high-pitched voice, but she's really good at the information she provides. So I highly recommend if you watch that video. Again, this is the blog I'm referencing. That's at Aquarian Spring Prelude Series, the one on creative tension with the full moon. So What's Her Face is a good watch, basically explaining how your science is bought and paid for. You know, it talks about the infallible doctors and scientists, the arbiters of truth and justice in these hard times, held up so high in society that its common folk look like ants from atop their pedestal. In reality, like most folks, these doctors and scientists can be bought. Now, this is a big issue. Like I say, I get down on vaccines on a regular basis. I don't want, you know, if I can get some family to prevent them, their children from getting them or them getting the vaccines, you know, to me, I think I'm, you know, it's a good thing. People are supposed to wake up to this issue. Trump has made it an issue. It's getting gaslighted. I don't know how he would have exposed it any other way. It's kind of nefarious how far it's gone on. I mean, consider this. Here's some fast vax facts. 54% of American children have one or more chronic health conditions. The U.S. has the highest rate of infant and child mortality of any developed country in the world, and also claims the highest number of recommended or mandated shots, vaccine shots. In some areas of the U.S., one out of 34 children now has some form of autism. Of course, that's not the case with other areas like the Mennonites and the Amish who don't give their children vaccines. They know better. Anyway, these shots contain mercury, aluminum, aborted human fetal cells, formaldehyde, and MSG, among other things. So many people have been injured by these shots that there is a separate vaccine court set up to deal with loss of life and permanent injury. And if you want to get money for compensation, you got to sign a non-disclosure information because they want to hush up the fact that people are getting seriously sick and dying from the vaccines. Big Pharma is protected from having to pay any compensation for the damage they cause. These shots are worse than a bullet for many people, causing a lifetime of suffering from a multitude of afflictions. So that may sound far out to a lot of people. So I followed up with an article that goes into detail by Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was his communications director back in 2000. And it's called Coronavirus Scientific Fraud. Dr. Horowitz is a He refers to himself as a bioapocalypse whistleblower, and he predicted and explained deadlier coronavirus mutants are tied to these gene-altering vaccines, these vaccines that are now being promoted. So what Dr. Horowitz says, and this is, again, an article that is linked up with this compendium I just released here a couple days ago with the full moon, and he says that, quote, officials' directives have failed to secure public health as pledged. Their impositions, actually, their social assaults, are obviously killing people. Mask wearing and social distancing undermines the social fabric. Fundamental human need for love and belonging in Maslow's hierarchy of human needs are neglected. Depression, suicides, and economic hardships increase distress and disease. Anyone with any semblance of intelligence knows this. So I've linked in the full story there. You can read that. He gets pretty technical, but he makes a good case for what, you know, that these gene-altering vaccines are going to be far deadlier mutants than they've ever been out there. They're going to be causing more of a problem than they're solving. So highly recommend that you understand that. Now, realize that this is the type of creative tension, this understanding, that can also compel conscience, higher conscience, for uprising, and you might say uprising, with pure intention and focused attention on love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full spectrum comprehension, conscientious common sense, local, global, personal, planetary unity and diversity. You know, a unified field for united sovereigns of Earth. The same founder's vision as on the Great Seal of the United States of America. E pluribus unum. Out of many, one. So since joy is a higher frequency than even love, according to the Hawkins scale of frequencies, and I provide a chart on this, map of consciousness developed by Dr. David Hawkins, and it's like a frequency chart of the different levels of frequency, the different frequency ranges of the associated emotional state and the whole view of life on these different. It's a chart. It's kind of a color coded chart because it's the color spectrum, and the higher frequencies are like the higher view of life from, you know, like joy, peace, and enlightenment, for example. And basically, the point here is perhaps the best thing you can do to save the planet is raise your vibration. So, what, you know, this joy is a higher frequency than even love. So keep singing, dancing, and following your bliss, bringing joy and peace and light into the world. Looking forward tonight after the show, going down dancing in the old saloon, you know, a little country swing dancing. Up close and personal, you know, getting those chakras spinning. You know, I love the country swing dancing. So that's my favorite form of cardio on the weekend. And things are starting to open up again. So I'm looking forward to spring break with lots more dancing. So anyway, this is a point of frequency shift going on as things lighten up. This is the today, you know, like I say, that the moon is in Virgo. With trine, the Uranus and Mars in conjunction in Taurus, harmonious trine, and of course both of them are in relationship, both of Mars and Uranus are in relationship to that stellium in Aquarius of the Sun, Jupiter, and Saturn. Now, energetically, these planets are like step-down generators. They're like frequency modulators or transformers of the deep space energies as they come into the quantum field of Earth's solar system. The planets themselves are like transformers stepping down energy into the quantum field or the unified field, the field of the Earth. There's a Taurus field around the Earth, and it corresponds to the Taurus field within the human aura and specifically the human brain, with the two hemispheres of the brain corresponding to the two hemispheres of the Earth. And this is like the left and right brain, the Western and Eastern hemispheres. It's an amazing thing, the understanding that I came to know through a radio show interview I had with Lynn McTaggart here years ago. Lynn McTaggart is a brilliant holistic health professional, researcher, author of two books, one called The Field, you know, the quantum field and the bond, the connection between us. And in one of those books, which she sent me before I interviewed her on a radio show, and she's from England, Great Britain, England, and we went through, I interviewed her regarding the book, and I had found a part of the book where she explains that this correspondence, this amazing correspondence between the hemispheres of the Earth and the hemispheres of the brain, and this basically the understanding of the holographic universe. Now, you know, it's all connected on levels like iridology. You can see through the eyes into the whole blueprint of the body, like feet with reflexology. The whole body reads out onto the feet, just like it reads out in the eye. Palmistry, the whole body reads out into the hand. And in acupuncture, you can use ear acupuncture. The whole body is in different parts of the ear. It's all holographically. It's like they know that, you know, with genetics, you know, you can take one cell of a person and their DNA, and it's the blueprint for the whole body. So it's like holographically connected at all levels. And this understanding of how it's all connected and is really kind of the understanding of Aquarius, and how what this whole revolution, I call it evolution, revolution, revelations that's going on the planet right now is all connected to the initiation of what I refer to as Aquarian Spring. You know, it's kind of a 10-year period, the 2020s, whereby we're going to see what some people refer to as quantum reality or quantum science, the Aquarian Age, where quantum astrology, psychology, you know, is all, you know, comes into awareness that it's all connected. That this unified field, the field, the hemispheres within the brain, the hemispheres of the Earth, and what's happening right now, there's a balancing going on. This is the Aquarian Spring, is the initiation, you might say, of thesis, antithesis, synthesis. We're going from a left brain dominant world, you know, linear, logical, left brain, letter of law, to the right brain dominant world, which is more holistic, spherical, spiritual, intuitive, the spirit of the law, rather than the letter of the law. And it's coming out how the letter of the law, you know, and legalese, and, you know, the letter of the law killeth, and the spirit of the law. It's an old expression. Or a left brain dominance in excess is a weakness, just like right brain dominance in excess is a weakness. You know, if your mind is too open, your brains will fall out. You know, so the balance point is what's going on with this Aquarian Spring this next 10 years. There's an initiation of a new wholeness, whole systems integrity, and the understanding of the language of consciousness. That's the biological model of the left brain and the right brain in the corpus callosum. You know, does the brain switching between the two hemispheres, and you might say the guiding direction of that brain switching process is the third eye, the upper brain, the pineal gland, you know, with the vision, you know, that the vision, you know, the attention where our vision is that the intention, the pure intention, you know, basically on the will of God, you know, the will of love, God, love, source, that pure intention focuses attention, the vision, in the higher mind, in the third eye. And pure intention is that basically the determination, you know, I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal, fantastic, and getting better. You know, that pure intention focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension, in the fifth dimension, a full spectrum comprehension. That's my cosmic rap, you might say, that I kind of, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, because that is the process of conscious evolution. And conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, basically that's the theme, you know, for more light and love, easier and faster. So I'm, you know, committed to, you know, framing the understanding of the first principles of cosmic law with things like the full spectrum consciousness with the map of consciousness developed by Dr. Hawkins, as I was referring to in this blog I just sent out on the full moon, in, you know, this weblog, you know, and that you can see that chart and what Dr. Hawkins says is that one individual, quote, one individual who lives and vibrates to the energy of pure love and reverence for all life will counterbalance the negativity of 750,000 individuals who calibrate at the lower weakening levels. Now, that quote's from the decade-long research with millions of tests utilizing behavioral kinesiology, you know, muscle testing, documented in Power versus Force, The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior by Dr. David R. Hawkins, MD, PhD in psychology. One of my top 10 favorite books of all times, Power versus Force, The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior. The way they conducted those studies and what they found, you know, with this frequency range of consciousness, from shame, blame, guilt, and apathy to joy, peace, and enlightenment, you know, from the red end of the spectrum to the violet end of the spectrum, the higher frequencies, and divine grace at the very highest frequencies, enlightenment, you know, gone down to love, acceptance, and in the lower levels, you know, of fear, you know, the red end of the spectrum. So this understanding of the language of light, of consciousness, light as consciousness, universal law language of light and love, Aquarian light and love, cosmic love, universal love, cosmic law of love, law of the one, two in one, three in one, four in one, and five in one, basically the components of the capstone for the creative ascent process. This is what I go through in my blog on a regular basis. If you listen to this, my other shows where I go into this and read my blog over the years, you know that I'm kind of speaking to the choir. Otherwise, this may sound kind of new to you, and how to frame this understanding with different videos and articles. This is what I do on a regular basis. Basically, what I'm saying here, at this time, we're at the initiation of Aquarian Spring. We're at the initiation of more light and love, easier and faster. And if the light of Aquarius is shining bright, those who are blind will gain new sight. The veil of mass illusion is now thinning. The power of Aquarian love is winning. The deep state darkness is now purging. A beautiful future on Earth is emerging. This is the Great Awakening, folks. We are the chosen souls here to witness the greatest events in all of human history. So thanks for listening today. I'm just hoping you keep the faith and see the good and make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience. It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.